What's under a Scotsman's kilt? Well, maybe these days it's a telephone. An increasing number of companies from around the world are turning to Scottish telemarketers to be the voice of their businesses, including American Express, Coors Beer, Morgan Stanley, Hilton Hotels, Hewlett-Packard, and IBM. Call centers now employ 2% of Scotland's workforce. One call center took more than 8 million calls last year. Anne-Marie Forsyth is the CEO of the Call Center Association in Scotland. She's based in Glasgow. Ms. Forsyth, thanks very much for being with us.
Hi.
And is it just the accent these companies are after?
I think the accent is a factor, but it's not clearly the only factor. I think it's attitude and the sense of friendliness, the sense of belief, trust, all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Now, would Scottish telemarketers feel free to use one of their delightful, charming Scottish regionalisms when, for example, they're handling a call from someone from Nebraska? Would they feel free to say something like, "Oh, darling, you're that's a real toad in the hole there," or whatever it is?
Well, they wouldn't say that.
All right.
I think local accents are a good thing. I think it's nice to be able to express, but I would say you do need to be understood, and people don't have a lot of patience for telemarketers, so the key is to be understood.
Mm-hmm. What kind of calls are we talking about commonly?
Well, a lot of the calls that are handled in Scotland are the inbound variety, i.e. the service calls, and about 15% of the calls that are outbound, and that's when people are either selling something or trying to set up an appointment. So there's a real variety. Mm-hmm. But increasingly, some of the calls are around technical support. And if you're like me and you're not that clever on the technology, then you're always grateful to speak to somebody who can explain the technology that you don't understand, but in the process not make you feel as stupid as you are.
Does it ever happen? I think it's still true of a lot of Americans that probably the best-known Scottish accent would still belong to Sean Connery, although I noticed he didn't speak that way when he was James Bond. Does anyone ever say to the folks in the call center, "Oh, boy, you sound just like Sean Connery"?
I think it'd be nice. Gosh, if somebody sounded like James Bond, like Sean Connery, you'd want to buy from them, wouldn't you? So,
yes.
So I guess they'd all be trying to have that voice. That's a good sign. If people like that accent, then that's good.
I must say, just talking to you, Ms. Forsyth, makes me want to buy something.
Okay.
I can't quite explain it, but put me down for two of whatever you're selling, okay?
Okay.
Credit card number will follow. Ms. Forsyth, thanks very much.
Oh, thank you.
Anne-Marie Forsyth is the CEO of the Call Center Association in Scotland, speaking from Glasgow.